Beyond Blindness. BWA serving its members for over 80 years. Magazine for members of Beyond Blindness. Autumn Edition 2023. 516 Lower Northeast Road. Campy Beltow, South Australia, 5074. Postal address, PO Box 216. Campy Beltow, South Australia, 5074. Telephone, 8367-6088. Email, info@bayodblindness.org.au. Website, www.bayodblindness.org.au. Welcome to the autumn edition of our Beyond Blindness magazine, a bit later than usual, but hopefully the content below will make up for the delay. The move to Campy Beltow has been a learning experience for all of us who either work or volunteer with the organization. I am adjusting to a smaller kitchen and surprisingly enough, it isn't too bad at all. There is as always topics of interest to be shared with you all and updates on activities coming up. Enjoy. Leonore Scott, Editor. From the CEO. It's an exciting time for Beyond Blindness with staff and members moving to our new centre at Campy Beltow. The new facility is our latest and biggest, replacing the aging Gilles Plains site, and now adds to the other two other modern facilities, north at Gawler and south at Christie's Beach. Equipped with two main member areas plus a revised technology room, board/training room, interview room, small jobs store and modern open plan office, our new facility should serve members of Beyond Blindness and other blindness groups for many years to come. Security has been pepped up with buses and company vehicles housed in our newly fenced and monitored car park. Access by keypad will enable volunteers to pick up and drop off buses after hours. A 38 kilowatt of solar on the roof will eliminate our ongoing power expenses, and a long-term lease of the upstairs office space will return an income to Beyond Blindness for the future and cover the cost of leases for both Christie's Beach and Gawler offices. This has all been part of a long-term plan by the board and management to upgrade and modernize our facilities while adding to our long-term sustainability. It began 7 years ago when we identified that our member accommodation at Gilles Plains was substandard, and a plan was set in motion to rehouse these members to more suitable accommodation in the community. When a sizable bequest was received in 2021, the hunt began to identify a suitable modern facility, more central, but still close enough to meet the needs of both existing and future members. When LJ Hookers announced their intentions to move from Campy Beltow to St. Peter's, the opportunity arose to purchase the property freehold. For a short while we leased the facility back to LJ Hookers while they renovated their new offices at St. Peter's, and it gave us the opportunity to plan our own renovation of Campy Beltow. Beyond Blindness Management acted as our own project managers, subcontracting out all the building work to save money, and our team of small jobs volunteers did an outstanding job of finishing off many small tasks. Our volunteer team, including our craft ladies, did a wonderful job of packing and helping in the move. And last week saw the first craft group at Campy Beltow, and then Leonore and her daughter Jean Scott run a wonderful cooking workshop for members from the new kitchen on making sweets and desserts in time for Easter. As CEO, I am so proud of the efforts of all the staff and volunteers involved in ensuring our new facility will give countless hours of pleasure, training, entertainment, and be an administration center for many years to come. To add to the good news, we will be strengthening our recreational and leisure team with the addition of a new role of Rec and Leisure Coordinator. This role will lead the engagement and rec team and will identify new activities to keep Beyond Blindness relevant and maximize the use of all our facilities to give maximum benefit to members. In addition to this new role, I have great pleasure in announcing our volunteer Rachel has joined the team in the new role of part-time marketing and admin support. This newsletter will be one of her first accomplishments. I am sure the first of many to come. I am also pleased to announce that Visa, who has overseen much of the modernization of our administration system and software, has now been promoted to operations manager. She, along with myself and the new coordinator of recreation and leisure, will form the basis of our senior team aimed at developing and growing our opportunities and improving the lives of our members. An official opening of Campy Beltow will be planned to coincide with the completion of new signage, and in the meantime, stay tuned as we are planning to have some open tours of Campy Beltow for members from across the metro area. As a final note, I must be asked several times a week what is going to happen to Gilles Plains, and the answer is, unless we can find a better use of the capital, we will lease the site to return more income to Beyond Blindness to be ploughed back into member activities and benefits. Jim Colligan, CEO. Around the office. I am sure you all know by now about the big move from Gilles Plains to the new building at Campy Bell Tower. The new address is 516 Lower North East Road, Campy Bell Tower, South Australia 5074. The building is fully wheelchair accessible, with the ramp on Piccadilly Street. There are contrasting blue doors for visual accessibility. The building is along several bus routes. Further accessibility information can be found pinned to the Beyond Blindness Facebook page, as well as in your email inbox, or contact us for information. It took a lot of planning, packing, organizing, boxes, and the appreciated help from our wonderful volunteers. Many hands make light work, and we appreciate helping us to move over. Thank you to everyone that helped us with the move. As a result of the move, Beyond Blindness has some adaptive technology machines to give away. Enhanced Vision Desktop Magnifiers X3. Human Wear Scanner R. Plex to Plex Talk. Abizi iPal Vision. Clark and Smith Tape Talking Book Reproducer. If you are interested in taking something above, please get in touch. It is first come, first serve. Social Groups News. Northern Outreach. Clare Day Trip. Earlier this month, our northern members went to Clare. The weather wasn't great, but everyone enjoyed the banter and commentary of our wonderful driver Brian. First stop was coffee and cake at Valley's Edge Cafe in Saddleworth, followed by lunch at the Clare Hotel. Our scenic journey home included pit stops at St. Aloysius Church, Seven Hill Winery and Taylor's Wines for those who wanted to do some tasting and buying. Melba's Chocolate Factory and lunch. Everyone loves to Melba's Chocolate Factory in Woodside. Our northern members, and me, stocked up on some goodies before travelling on to enjoy lunch at the Oak Bank Hotel. Before heading home, we soaked up the sun in the lovely beer garden. Special thanks to our volunteers Vince and Reg for helping me out at short notice. Deirdre Gavrose, Northern Member Engagement Officer. Message from Frank Cirillo, our Western Engagement Officer. The next young adults group will be on the 14th of May at the Mosaic Hotel at West Lakes. If you are under 50 years of age, you are welcome to join us. Just contact Frank on 0488114626. NDIS/aged care info session. We have invited Healthcare Australia, HCA, a healthcare solutions provider, to conduct an informal information session for members about NDIS and home care, aged care, schemes. Some of the topics that will be covered are 1. NDIS Scheme Overview. Eligibility and Application. Funding Categories. How to Manage Your Funding. Types of Supports Catered in a NDIS Plan. 2. Home Care Packages Program Overview. Eligibility. How to Apply. Levels of Funding Available. 3. NDIS and Home Care Services by HCA. Services Available. How we tailor supports. Quality and safety. 4. Q&A. Day/Day, Thursday, the 18th of May, 2023. Time, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m, light refreshments will be served. Venue, 516 Lower North East Road, Campy Bell Tower, South Australia 5074. Closing date, Sunday, the 14th of May, 2023. To register, please fill in and submit your form at https://b1937.ifoodle.com/f. Please contact Marion at 836-7608 should you have any queries. Global Centre for Modern Aging. Early in February, I attended along with Maureen Mantis a group session set up specifically to find out how older people over the age of 65 manage with a vision loss. For some of us, having lived with poor eyesight all our lives, or most of it, depending on the eye condition, made for interesting listening, and as they say, what you haven't had, you don't miss. Those who later on in life lost some of their independence due to vision loss have found it very difficult to adapt as their world has been turned upside down, and instead of being able to do things for others, now have to in some instances ask for assistance, and it's understandable that there can be frustration. There was discussion on the type of adaptive technology available to computer users and of course the tablets and mobile phones. VoiceOver is an excellent tool for those who have very little sight, or none at all. Like most things in life, not everyone is comfortable using certain adaptive technology, but for all that, they manage and, in some instances, there is family support to make their lives that much easier. The researchers apparently had a list of questions to ask the group, but without even getting to ask, most of them were answered by some who managed to address several by unintentionally incorporating the information into a question asked. Saved a lot of time. We all spoke of our different experiences and how we managed, and I think overall it was a successful gathering and the researchers have something to go by. The Tozzoli hub was huge, and to think that in the past cars used to be assembled there, is mind-boggling. Leonore Scott. Cooking Corner with Leonore. I am known for my love of cooking, and when possible, I share my results with those prepared to take the risk and have a taste. As a result of being a show-off, not a bragger, I was asked to do a demonstration late last year before the Christmas break for this term. I sailed through the warmer months putting the thought to the back of my mind as to what I could do which would be inclusive and easy for those who have a vision impairment or those who are blind. Before I knew it, the time had arrived, and the 31st of March was the day. I have to say thankfully the day went off well, thanks to the assistance of Debbie, one of our volunteers, and my daughter Jean, who has been a chef in a previous life. I did the sweet stuff and Jean made up pizza using a base made up of Greek yogurt and self-raising flour. As this was a first time for me, and who knows, maybe the last, I thought for this occasion it was prudent to prepare as much as I could beforehand. I read out each recipe's ingredients and quantities and preparation for the end result. Those attending had pizza and apple slice for lunch. Leonore Scott. Adaptive Tech Corner. Reboquet, visual assistance app for iPhone and iPad. Reboquet is a free assistive app for those with visual impairment. By pointing your phone at signs, menus, etc., you can adjust the screen to enhance what you're looking at, by adjusting color, contrast, etc. I works by using customizable smartphone camera filters that the users can change to suit their unique visual impairment. It was created by American Rebecca Rosenberg, who lives with oculocutis albizium. When she attended a technology meeting at Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, however, she found the technology outdated and it didn't meet with her needs in this modern world. So she set out to create an app to provide solutions for providing visual clarity in everyday life. Reviews from the App Store have said of the product: "This app is so helpful to me. I use it every day to read food labels, makeup labels and all sorts of other small or blurred print. Great for those with vision difficulties. Use this app multiple times a week to help both indoors and outside." Designed with moderate vision impairment in mind, the Reboquet app was created to enhance vision, not overpower it. The app allows you to adjust the view of what appears on the screen and save presets for later. Why the name? Reboquet is derived from the photography term bokeh, a technique in which all light sources are out of focus and blurred. Reboquet is meant to be a re-clarifying of what is blurry. You can search for Reboquet in the Apple App Store and download. Sign up to the wait list on the Reboquet website to be notified of an Android release date. More information and links can be found at their website, reboquet.com. reboquet.com. Special Purpose Funding, SPF, Spotlight on Adaptive Equipment Subsidy. The Special Purpose Funding, SPF, and other subsidies have been established by Beyond Blindness to provide financial assistance to its members in cases of need and with the aim of enhancing their quality of life. These funds are provided through Beyond Blindness fundraising activities, including bequests and donations. Means test apply only to some subsidies. This edition we focus on the Adaptive Equipment Subsidy. Did you know that the Adaptive Equipment Subsidy is not means tested? The Beyond Blindness Adaptive Equipment/Technology Subsidy is intended to assist full members gain and maintain independence in daily living, study or employment. A subsidy may be paid to assist with the cost of purchase of equipment or aids made exclusively for people with low vision or for a multi-use mobile smart device that comes standard with adaptions for the blind. This does not include hardware such as computers/screens or laptops. A subsidy of 50% of the cost price may be paid on items costing $100 or more, up to a maximum subsidy of $4,000 over a 3-year period. We are pleased to update you that Beyond Blindness has contributed to the purchase of the following equipment in the last few months. December, 1 iPad and 3 new iPhones. January, 1 new phone. February, 1 Zoom text keyboard. 1 talking microwave. 1 OrCam reader and 5 new iPhones. Members, if you are looking to update your adaptive equipment, please do reach out to the office. Keep in mind the adaptive equipment subsidy program has been put on hold until the new financial year, the 1st of July 2023, and we will provide members with further news after that date. However, you are welcome to inquire with us in the meantime for general information. Remember, please do not proceed with purchasing items or engaging services before approval is given by Beyond Blindness. Members will not be reimbursed if these guidelines are not followed. We do our best to accommodate all requests, but please note funds are limited and budgeted for, so it is anticipated members will exhaust other specific government schemes where available, employment schemes, NDIS, before applying for funding through Beyond Blindness. A spotlight on Volunteer, Heather Kuza. Volunteers don't get paid, not because they are worthless, but because they are priceless is a quote that we definitely believe at Beyond Blindness, and it's a saying that volunteer of 15 years Heather Kuza holds close to her heart. Being a reliable fixture in the Central Wednesday Craft Group, Heather has given so much of her time and energy and received so much in return. Born as proud third-generation Kangaroo Islander, Heather lived, attended school and worked on the rock on a property of 30000 acres. During her childhood, a blind man, Harold Raymond, and his dog stayed with her family on the property. Heather's mum and dad were on the school committee and they organized a couple of concerts to raise money for Townsend House, Brighton, which established educational and residential accommodation and facilities for deaf and blind people. After graduating Pindana Area School, she obtained employment at Page's General Store on the island, before moving to the mainland at the age of 19 for further opportunity. Settling in Ingle Farm, she worked at Ingle Farm Shopping Centre shortly after it opened, at Cotter's Deli, a continental deli. Shortly after she met her future husband Wayne, who also volunteers for Beyond Blindness, and she gave up work for a few years to raise their two boys. For the next 18 years Heather worked as a cleaner and also helped out in her husband's lawn mowing business. Her volunteering journey started as soon as she turned 18, regularly donating blood for the Red Cross on Peary Street and eventually making sandwiches for others who donated blood. However, it was an illness in 2005 that forced her to stop working completely. 2 years later she felt that she needed to do something with her time. Speaking of volunteering, Heather said, "I couldn't just sit at home when I was sick, doing nothing. I loved the interactions, seeing different people and going different places." As it happens, her friend Joan was volunteering for the Blind Welfare League, reading letters to members and taking them out to morning tea. This piqued Heather's interest and she was soon signed up to provide that service to members from the Gilles Plains location. Her time was also spent driving members to medical appointments, shopping, home social visits, as well as writing letters, walking pet dogs, and going out to the pub lunches every Thursday. Since 2015, Heather had to pull back from the individual supports role due to personal reasons. However, you would be most familiar with Heather as a volunteer at the Craft and Chat every Wednesday at the Central Activity Centre. She learnt basket weaving from member Leanne Clothier, and also does beading, knitting, crocheting, alongside the Beyond Blindness members and other volunteers. Putting the chat in Craft and Chat, volunteering has formed lifelong friendships, with many laughs and celebrating milestone birthdays together as the years go on. Us volunteers have pulled each other through the hard times of life. They are friends that Heather treasures to this day. Heather also appreciates the staff of Beyond Blindness who she has also gotten to know well. Heather has also taken away life lessons from spending time with the members too. Even though the members are vision impaired, they are so cheerful. They really teach you not to take anything for granted, the things you can do. Even though the craft groups are a lot of work, and you do sometimes feel tired at the end of the day, you can also come away feeling lifted by helping someone else. Heather's efforts at Beyond Blindness have not gone unnoticed. In 2014, she won SA's Irene Bell Award, nominated by Beyond Blindness. The Irene Bell Award celebrates women making a difference for fellow women in the fields of community involvement, leadership and support. Her win came as a complete shock to her, as she did not even know she was nominated when attending the 2014 South Australia International Women's Day luncheon with a friend. "I was really chuffed," says Heather. On her nomination form was written, "Heather takes her volunteer work very seriously and she performs above and beyond what is expected. She is very reliable and always displays a positive outlook. Outside of volunteering, Heather enjoys gardening, particularly her orchids and lilies, and tending to her vegetable patch. She also keeps active with her husband by heading to Ardrossan Caravan Park, enjoying the fishing, crabbing and squidding. Spending time with family is also important to Heather, including with her grandchildren." And what does Heather have to say about anyone else thinking of volunteering? "If you have a few hours up your sleeve, come and join us. Spending time with blind and vision impaired members gives you a new perspective on life. If you are a Beyond Blindness volunteer and would like to be interviewed for the next Spotlight On segment, please get in touch." Sports news. The 2023 Beyond Blindness Blind Golf South Australia Stableford Championship will be back for another year. It will be held on 8th and the 9th of May, 2023. With participants teeing off at the Westwood Ho Golf Club at West Beach. There are different categories, such as men's and women's overall winners, runner-ups, and B1, B4 champions and runner-ups. For rules, eligibility requirements, and further information, and entry forms, visit the Blind Golf South Australia Facebook page, facebook.com/blindgolfsouthaustraliaincorporated. Good luck to all entrants. Audiobooks on Overdrive. There is a free library service available right now, and all you need is a library card and compatible device. With thousands of ebooks, audiobooks and magazines ready for download at the click of a few buttons. The Libby app is available through the Apple Store and Google Play Store. On desktop, computer and laptop, you can borrow content and listen to or read through your internet browser. It is currently not available to use with Kindle. Content can be borrowed for up to 21 days, and you can borrow up to 10 items at a time. For popular titles, there may be a waiting list, however, you can put items on hold and you will be notified when the item is available to borrow. You can even request for the library to purchase a title if it's not available in the library catalog. There are many different genres of audiobooks available. They are classic novels, modern stories, fiction, non-fiction, teens, kids, as well as selected by genre such as Christmas and seaworthy stories. There are also magazines and ebooks that could be used with a text-to-speech program. Most content is available in English, but there are some titles available in other languages too, such as German, Spanish, Italian, Chinese, French and more. To use this online service, you just need to use your library card number and PIN, password. To sign up or to find out your card number and PIN, you can contact any library in South Australia or visit in person and the staff members will assist you. You can then access the online catalogue and borrow online anytime, anywhere. The South Australian Public Library Network, SAPL, website is https://sapl.overdrive.com. Trevor Frost Award. 2022 Trevor Frost Award recipient. Luke Brumby was the very deserving recipient of the 2022 Trevor Frost Award. Luke is 11 years old and has been involved in music and instruments since a very young age. When he was 5 years old, the Celtic music group gave him an Irish hand drum. He was excited to play it and feel the music in the group, and this made him more determined to learn more and more. Luke can now play the boron drum, guitar, cello, baritone uke and piano. Luke said, "I enjoy the challenge of learning music and I am looking forward to more. I like the connection with people and music and want to continue it." In Luke's application, he said he would spend the $2,000 prize money on more guitar lessons and attending Braille camp this year if his application was successful. Luke's mum Sophie says Luke has been continuing on with the cello and he really looks forward to the sessions. He loves to play new songs and explore the different moods the cello can create, such as comparing harmony and melody. The award money has been very helpful for costs associated with this. Luke has also been able to use the award to register for the Variety Braille Music Camp later this term, which he is very excited about. Luke is also hoping to explore using equipment to record his own music. Trevor Frost Award. Beyond Blindness, Blind Welfare Association of South Australia, established an annual award to assist a young South Australian with a vision impairment to further develop their skills in music or the performing arts. The $2,000 award has been named in honour of the late Trevor Frost. Trevor used his own personal experience with vision loss and his passion to help others. He assisted many newly vision-impaired South Australians with support and advice through his wonderful work at the Low Vision Centre, and this is recognised in the naming of this award after him. The purpose of the award is to recognise the potential of a current vision-impaired student in the field of music or performing arts and assist them to further achieve their potential through the provision of a grant of $2,000 to be used for additional tutoring or the purchase of musical instruments or equipment. Eligibility criteria applies. Oaks Liberty Apartment. I do love to be beside the seaside, do you? How about a stay in the 2-bedroom apartment at the Oaks Liberty Suites in Glielg? Members can stay for up to 7 nights a year at a reduced rate of $120 for 3 nights and only $80 per night for a further 4 nights. Go on, what are you waiting for? For all your booking queries, please contact Deidre on 816633330. Or email dgavros@bayodblindness.org.au. National Volunteer Week. National Volunteer Week runs from 15th until the 21st of May, 2023. The theme for this year is the Change Makers. National Volunteer Week is an annual event celebrated right across Australia. The week-long event recognises the vital support that the millions of volunteers in our country provide to their communities and encourages people to consider volunteering. National Volunteer Week 2023 is a celebration of our power to drive change and ensure volunteering is inclusive of all members of the Australian community. Beyond Blindness would like to extend a heartfelt thanks to all our reliable and essential volunteers. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you. Guide Dog Day 2023. Wednesday, the 26th of April, 2023 is International Guide Dog Day, a day to celebrate the important role that guide dogs play in supporting people all around the world with low vision or blindness to achieve their goals and live independently. This year, Guide Dogs Australia will shine a light on the humans behind these amazing dogs. Their Talk to the Handler campaign will see guide dog handlers share their thoughts on a wide variety of topics important to them, speak out about issues and challenges, and answer questions you've always wanted to know but felt you couldn't ask. There will be lots of ways to get involved with International Guide Dog Day 2023. Test your dog's skills and participate in the Guide Dogs Challenge on TikTok, launching early April. See if you or your furry friend can complete some special behaviors that guide dogs are known for example, can they sit, find a seat or lay on their bed like a guide dog. Follow Guide Dogs Australia Facebook or check out their website for one of the most important community education and advocacy days on the calendar. Stay up to date by following Guide Dogs Australia on social media. Their website is https://guidedogs.com.au. iContact is a newsletter for members of Beyond Blindness. Beyond Blindness, previously Blind Welfare Association of South Australia Incorporated, has been serving its members for over 80 years. Editor's comments. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Beyond Blindness magazine. Are you interested to contribute to the next edition of the newsletter? We are always looking for volunteers or members to be interviewed for our Spotlight On segment. Do you have a poem, short story or opinion piece you would like to share? Any suggestions, comments or improvements? Please get in touch and let us know. We would love to hear from you. Call us at the Beyond Blindness 836760888. Email, marketing@bayodblindness.org.au. or have a chat next time you are at the Campy Bell Tower office. Follow us on Facebook for the latest news, photos and for information about future events and everything else about Beyond Blindness. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/BeyondBlindSSA, or search for Beyond Blindness on Facebook. Beyond Blindness, formerly Blind Welfare Association, 516 Lower North East Road, Campy Bell Tower, South Australia 5074, PO Box 216, Campy Bell Tower, South Australia 5074, telephone 836 76088, email info@bayodblindness.org.au, website www.bayodblindness.org.au, ABN 7309520204. Beyond Blindness Activities Calendar. Term 2, May, June, July 2023. Trips. Contact, Trudy, Group Travel Planner, 0488104354. June the 26th, 29, 2023, Bumrungrad, cost, $350. August the 14th, 18, 2023, Mildura, 5 days/4 nights, cost $425. September the 18th, 21, 2023, Port Augusta, cost $350. October the 30th, November the 2nd, 2023, Port Hughes, cost $350. December the 4th, 8, 2023, Mome, 5 days/4 nights, cost $425. All trip accommodation has been booked and confirmed. A non-refundable deposit of $50 will be needed to confirm any bookings. To register your interest or if you have any queries, please contact Trudy, email tthain@bayodblindness.org.au, or call 0488104354 and leave a detailed message. Travel Club. Contact Catherine Botcher 83951005. Or Beyond Blindness on 836 76088. May the 13th, Wait Arboretum and Sensory Garden, tour if possible, lunch at a venue to be decided. June the 10th, Gilbert Motor Museum, Strathalbert, lunch at the Victoria Hotel. July the 8th, Hill and Song Grand Organ, Tanunda with lunch at the clubhouse. Central/East Activities. Contact, Marion, Member Engagement Officer, Central/East, 836 76088. Note, during school holidays most Central/East activities will be paused. School holidays are the 15th of April until the 30th of April, 2023, and the 8th of July until the 23rd of July, 2023. For any questions please contact the Central office. Monday, gentle walk and lunch, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Dates, 1, 8, 15, 22, the 29th of May / 5, 12, 19, the 26th of June / 3, 24, the 31st of July. Venues, Thorndon Park, Semaphore, Morso Lakes, Brickworks, Oakda Park. Tuesday. Activity 1, golf and lunch, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dates, 2, 9, 16. 23, the 30th of May / 6, 13, 20, the 27th of June / 4, the 25th of July. Venue, Valley View Golf Course. Activity 2, dance class, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Dates, 9, the 23rd of May / 6, the 20th of June / 4, the 25th of July. Venue, VIP Dance Studio, Hampstead Gardens. Wednesday. Activity 1, craft and chat, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Dates, 3, 17, the 31st of May / 7, 14, 21, the 28th of June / 5, the 26th of July. Activity 2, bingo, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Dates, 10, the 24th of May / 7, the 21st of June / the 5th of July. Venue, Beyond Blindness Campy Bell Tower. Activity 3, Wednesday walks, 7 km walk. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, various locations. Asterisk, please note Wednesday walks will be cancelled when it coincides with week of troops. Dates, 10, 17, 24, the 31st of May / 7, 14, the 21st of June / 5, 12, 19, the 26th of July. Thursday. Dates, the 4th of May, the 1st of June, the 6th of July, 10, pin bowling at Woodville and lunch at Tavern 540, from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The 11th of May. No activity. The 18th of May, NDIS and aged care information session. 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. followed by light refreshments. Venue, Beyond Blindness Campy Beltow. The 25th of May, Western activity, trip to museum. The 8th of June, no activity. The 15th of June, cultural caper, historic tour of Adelaide City, cost $15, lunch venue to be confirmed, 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The 22nd of June, Western activity, West Lakes Library and lunch. The 29th of June, no activity. 13 and the 20th of July, school holidays. No activities. The 27th of July, Western activity, Virginia Nursery. Friday. Activity 1. The 2nd of June, open day, coffee, cake and finger food. For Central, East and West members, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The 23rd of June, cooking class, cost, $5, 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m. Venue, Beyond Blindness, 516 Lower Northeast Road, Campy Beltow. Activity 2, Friday hike, 9:30 a.m., 2 p.m. Dates, 12, the 26th of May / 9, the 23rd of June / 14, the 28th of July, various locations. North activities. Country music. Contact, Joan Snowball, 0420794102. Sundays, May the 21st, June the 18th, July the 16th. Country music, 9 a.m. onwards, Playford Country Music Club, Elizabeth Downs. Open to all members, depending on pickup location and transport resources available. Northern Outreach. Contact Deidre, Member Engagement Officer, North. 8166333 or 0403451817. Monday the 22nd of May, 10 a.m, morning tea and trivia. Northern Outreach Office, caller. Monday the 5th of June, 12 p.m, lunch at St. Kilda Hotel. Monday the 3rd of July, 12 p.m, lunch at the Southern Hotel Gawler. Wednesday, the 31st of May, 10 a.m, indoor carpet bowls, an optional bakery lunch, own cost, Northern Outreach Office, Gawler. Wednesday, the 14th of June, 1 p.m, sip and painting, part 1. Enjoy a cuppa or a glass of bubbles, non-alcoholic, and have the option to either paint on a canvas or a plant pot. Wednesday, the 21st of June, 1 p.m, painting, part 2. Put a little plant in your painted pot from last week, or have fun painting on canvas. Beyond Blindness call a low vision group, BBGLVG. Contact, Joan Snowball, 0420794102. Spaces may be limited. Please contact for further information. Alternate Fridays. Call a low vision group. Friday the 28th of April, home meeting, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday the 12th of May, Para Hills Community, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday the 26th of May, call a meeting, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday the 9th of June, Da Vince Cafe, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday the 23rd of June, call a meeting, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday the 7th of July, Java Hut Gawler, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday the 21st of July, call a meeting, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. South activities. Contact, Jeremy, Member Engagement Officer, South. 855-662-28 on Monday and Tuesday only. Monday. Activity 1, Victor Harbour Talking Book Club. The 17th of April, the 8th of May, the 19th of June. Venue, Victor Harbour Library, 10.30 am, 12 p.m. Activity 2, Conversation Corner. The 24th of April, the 29th of May, the 26th of June. Venue, Fear Street Cafe, Marion. 1.30 p.m., 3 p.m. Tuesday. Activity 1, Victor Harbour, Men's Coffee and Chat. Every Tuesday, except Anzac Day. Venue, Crown Hotel, Victor Harbour. 10 a.m.-11.30 am. Activity 2, Southern Social. The 2nd of May, the 6th of June, the 4th of July. Venue, Christie's Beach Southern Office. Activity 3, Southern Craft. The 9th of May, the 13th of June, the 11th of July. Christie's Beach Southern Office. 10.30 am, 1 p.m. Activity 4, Southern Bus Outing. The 16th of May, the 20th of June, the 18th of July. Departs Christie's Beach Office 10.30 am. Wednesday. Blackwood Coffee Group. The 10th of May, the 14th of June, the 12th of July. West Activities. Contact, Frank, Member Engagement Officer, West. 0488114626. Tuesday, West, Central Group, Dancing. May the 9th and May the 23rd. June the 6th and June the 20th. July the 4th and July the 25th. Venue, VIP Dance Studio, Hampstead Gardens. Thursday, West, Central Group. May the 25th, visit the museum and lunch. June the 22nd, West Lakes Library and lunch. July the 27th, Virginia Nursery. Friday, West and Social Group lunches. May the 19th, lunch at Lockleys Hotel. June the 16th, lunch at Port Adelaide Footy Club. July the 21st, lunch at Woodville Hotel. Saturday, Western Social Group. May the 6th, Virginia Nursery Walk and Lunch. June the 3rd, Orange Spot Bakery Lunch. July the 1st, lunch at Lockleys Hotel. Sunday, Young Adult Group Lunches. May the 14th, Mosaic Hotel for Lunch. June the 11th, Birkenhead Hotel for Lunch. Important information. Please note, members from all regions are welcome to attend all activities. All activities are subject to change and a minimum number of sign-up. Some activities may have fees involved. Transport may be provided for members living within predetermined radius. For members who are living outside of the radius, alternative central pickup locations can be arranged, subject to availability. Term 2 school holidays are 8th, the 23rd of July, 2023. Most regular activities will take a holiday break during this period. Please refer to the calendar and contact the regional member engagement officer for any clarification. For the health and safety of all members and volunteers, members and carers who participate in activities must be triple vaccinated for COVID-19.